Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, let's take a listen to some classic Shane McGowan and the Pogues, who were first founded in King's Cross, a district of central London, back in 1982. We're going to hear a song written by Shane McGowan called A Pair of Brown Eyes that was recorded live on the BBC's The Phil Kennedy Show back in March of 1985. The Pogues, here on 101.5.
What song? Heroes aren't as much on what they used to be. No one told me that they're only flesh and blood. I should have listened to the one who told us everything he was saying. We could say it just as good. Idols and icons and eye candy Claire, I never really was impressed. So why am I weak, needing walking with a damn fool's grin up to a man no bigger than the rest? Shaking, wanting by his magic hand. Quaking in me boots until me turn comes around. For I go bouncing to the ground. Gather round and blather with the pitching time. Boots and laces, faces we argue. And a 90-minute memory on bright green grass, pain or glory, when the final whistle blows. Float a light on red and white and hope inside. A black cat nearly laughing at the cream. And there's one man standing on that last white line, ready to take one for the team. Shaking, haunted by his magic hand. Quaking in me boots until me turn comes around. Keep me up or I'll go bouncing to the ground. I knew a girl from Pennywell who said she was his cousin. Whether that was true, I've never heard. Spending nights in London when the banks were a-buzzing, till I found out she was playing away from home. We can bivouac in Witherwack or Seaburn Camp, till the day that the light begins to shine. I was a fair weather follower with two left feet, till the day I took his hand in mine. Shaking, haunted by his magic hand. Quaking in me boots until me turn comes around. Keep me up or I go bouncing to the ground. If only the lads could see me now.
Old Aaron's daughter, miss you and all. From St. John's waters, it's a long, long haul. The grass grows greener when we are small, but it's still greener in Donegal. And it's Urali, 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 hey. I'm bound on a ship for America. I'm never coming back till I don't know when. And if I do, well, I'll be back again. And I will wander fields I recall, from the pass at Ballantrae to Errigal. I'll drink to memory, she'll buy them all, and then she'll leave me in Donegal. And it's Urali, 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 hey. I'm bound on a ship for America. I'm never coming back till I don't know when. And if I do, well, I'll be back again. And I will for America. I'm never coming back till I don't know when. And if I do, well, I'll be back again. And in the morning, from bed I'll crawl. My dreams are running from the golden halls. A lark is singing, it's a mournful call. She's singing sweeter in Donegal.
It's to rely, you're a lie, you're a lie, eh? I'm bound on a ship for America. I'm never coming back till I don't know when. And if I do, well, I'll be back again. Old Aaron's daughter, miss you and all. From St. John's waters, it's a long, long haul. The grass goes greener when we are small, but it's still greener in Donegal. And it's to rely, you're a lie, you're a lie, hey. I'm bound on a ship for America. I'm never coming back till I don't know when. And if I do, well, I'll be back again. Old Aaron's daughter.
Scottish guitarist Craig Herbertson, who is also a fine singer-songwriter. He was born in 1959 in Edinburgh. We heard a song called Old Aaron's Daughter, a track from an album that Craig released back in 2006 titled Lord of Whiskey. Before Craig Herbertson, we heard a song by Jez Lowe, an award-winning singer-songwriter who is a native of the County Durham in the northeast of England. He has more than a dozen albums and has performed at various venues around the world. And Jez has just released a new album of original songs, his first album in some 6 years. It's called Crazy Pagan. And from the new album, we heard the opening track, Shaking Monty. Start off today's show with some classic Shane McGowan and the Pogues, with a song written by Shane called A Pair of Brown Eyes, and it comes from an album called the BBC Sessions from 1984 to 1986. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and a community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, a song by Coig, that's spelled C-O-O-I-G. And the band is one of Cape Breton's fine, young, award-winning traditional Celtic bands. We're going to hear a song from the band's second album. It's titled Rove. And we're going to hear Coig's Celtified arrangement of one of my favorite Peter Gabriel songs that Peter released after he left Genesis back in 1975 to start his solo career. Coig with Salisbury Hill, here on 101.5.
Stood still, eagle flew out of the night. stopped in to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice, standing stretching every nerve. Had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information. I just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home. To keep in silence, I resigned. My friends would think I was enough. Turning water into wine. Open doors would soon be shut. So I went from day to day. Though my life was in a rut. Until I thought of what I'd say. Which connection I should cut. I was feeling part of the scenery. I walked right out of the machinery. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home. When illusions spin her net, wanna be liberty, she pirouette. When I think that I am free, watch my empty silhouettes. Close their eyes but still can see. No one taught them etiquette, so I will show another me. Today I don't need a replacement. I'll tell them what the smile on my face meant. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Hey, I said, keep my things, they've come to take me home. They've come to take me
reminds me how warm your mistakes. My arms feeling empty with no angels to make. Each snowflake is different, its own time and place. And I pray that the sunshine will take every trace of these snowflakes, 'cause they remind me how warm your love felt. And I watch them as they fall down and wait for them to melt. And I watch.
Thomas Harrington, a Celtic multi-instrumentalist from Nova Scotia, who plays Celtic tunes on the small pipes, whistles, and fiddle. We heard a jig called The Price of a Pig. Comes from a new album that Thomas has just released. It's titled Carving Roots. Before Thomas Harrington, also from Nova Scotia, a song by Tara Spencer, a fine singer-songwriter who has just released her new sophomore album. It's titled Chasing Rabbits, and we heard the opening track from her new album. It's simply titled Melt. And by the way, Tara's day job is as a funeral director. At the top of that set was Cape Breton's Coig with their arrangement of Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill, one of my favorite tracks from an album called Rove. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Queued up next, a song by the Dardanelles, a fine traditional music band from Newfoundland. We're going to hear a track from the Dardanelles' brand new third recording, an album that was produced by John Doyle. It's titled In the Spring, That's the Time. The Dardanelles with their arrangement of Warlike Lads of Russia, here on 101.5.
'Twas when Napoleon Bonaparte to Moscow he went, with all his troops and all his men, his mind was heavy bent to take that Russian country. They were full employed, but Russians fought against him, and they soon did them destroy. 'Twas in a little while the Russians did attack against Bonaparte and all his men. They fought him and they drove him back, the action being so hot, left and right and front and rear. Oh, damn yous all, says Bonaparte, I'll stay no longer here. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Then away then went poor Bonaparte as fast as he could run. The poor Frenchmen looked after him, he left horses, cannons, guns, his boxes and his matches, ammunition, wagons too. He left them all behind him, well, what could poor Boney do? Then away then went poor Bonaparte, fast as he could ride. The poor Frenchmen looked after him, saying, oh, it's very hard. Think he'd keep us all out here and leave us to our fate? You think he'd ride along with us and help us in our state? Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Have killed and they have taken, likewise 10,000 horses and 200 bits of cannon. No more the Paris, Lyon, or French Flanders, I'll advance. For if you do, you're sure to know they'll teach me how to dance. And it's now to conclude, to finish up me song. The poor Frenchman in Russia, well, they wish they had a hold of him. The cruelest death they put him through, e'er a man befall. Oh, damn yous all, says Bonaparte, I'm clear now of yous all. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Russia. They fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind.
Snow, it melts the soonest
farewell I receive. You shall set me to the stile and kiss and take your leave. But I'll stay here till the woodcock comes and the martlet takes his way. Since the snow I melts the soonest last,
that was Runa, a Celtic folk quintet from Philadelphia that's been entertaining us now for over 10 years. We heard Runa's arrangement of a popular traditional British folk song that dates back to at least the early part of the 19th century. It's called The Snows, They Melt the Soonest. This track features lead vocals by Shannon Lambert Ryan, and the track comes from Runa's new 7th album, The Tide of Winter. In front of Runa, we heard the vocal harmonies of Fiona, Naomi, and Evangeline, the O'Neill sisters, a trio of singing sisters from a small village in Ireland's County Kerry. We heard the O'Neill sisters' arrangement of a song about two kinds of doolamon, or seaweed. And in this song, two types are mentioned. One type of seaweed is used for drying cloth, and the other kind is edible. The album from 2020 is titled An Irish Heart. Start off that set with Newfoundland's The Dardanelles, with Warlike Lads of Russia, a track from the Dardanelles' brand new 3rd recording, In the Spring, That's the Time. And the lead vocals on that track were ably handled by Matthew Byrne. Moving right along, up next, a new song by Karen Matheson, the voice of Scotland's Capercaillie. Karen grew up in a small village in the Argyll region of Western Scotland, and we're going to hear a preview track that comes from Karen's new album, Still Time, scheduled to be released in February 2021. The song we're going to hear is called Cassiopeia Coming Through. Karen Matheson, here on 101.5. Here, 17 stories high.
Catch a thousand little fishes for you and me, you and me. If I had a little aeroplane, I'd fly the broad white sky. Catch a thousand little stars for and if I had a little chariot, I'd charge the whole country, win a thousand little battles for you and me, you and me. Of gold, I'd build you a castle by the stream. We'd live forever and ever, fulfilling a thousand little dreams. Dreams. And if I had a little handkerchief, I'd wipe a thousand little tears. I make a bottle of wine from them and I drown a thousand little fears.
Ireland's Ronan O'Snugdig with a song called Little Fishing Boat comes from an album called Tiptoe. Ronan was born in Dublin back in 1970, and he is also the lead vocalist for the musical group Keela. Before Ronan, we heard Scotland's Karen Matheson with Cassiopeia Coming Through, a new single from her upcoming new album, Still Time. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, Thanks for being with us this afternoon. And remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Glasgow's Ross Ainslie, who is recognized as one of Scotland's finest traditional musicians, and he's highly sought after on the Scottish contemporary folk music scene for his skill on the pipes, whistles, and cittern. We're going to hear the opening track to his new fourth solo album, which is titled Vanna, and Ross is going to share with us a reel that he wrote called Science of Life. So good night, take care, keep safe, and help look after others when you can. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Ross Ainslie. Bye for now.